In the late 16th century, piracy was a complex and often romanticized aspect of maritime culture. Among its most notable figures was Sir Francis Drake, whose life and exploits straddled the line between heroism and criminality. Pirates like Drake were celebrated for their daring, yet their actions often involved brutal looting and violence on the high seas. This narrative examines the justifications that individuals like Drake employed, which varied greatly depending on the perspective of those recounting their deeds. Drake's journey began in Plymouth, a bustling port town steeped in maritime tradition. Growing up surrounded by the sea, he was drawn into the world of sailing at an early age. His early career was marked by his association with John Hawkins, a cousin involved in the transatlantic slave trade. This relationship underscored the intertwined histories of piracy and exploitation, as both men aimed to disrupt Spanish dominance in the lucrative slave trade. Their ambitions would lead to a disastrous confrontation with a Spanish fleet, ultimately fueling Drake's animosity towards Spain and shaping his future voyages. At the heart of this conflict was the broader geopolitical rivalry between England and Spain, intertwined with religious tensions. Protestant England found itself at odds with Catholic Spain, a situation that Queen Elizabeth I navigated carefully. While she hesitated to engage in direct warfare, she supported privateers like Drake, who operated under letters of reprisal. This legal framework blurred the lines between sanctioned warfare and outright piracy. Drake's ambitions pushed him toward the Spanish ports of the New World, particularly Nombre de Dios, a vital hub in the Spanish silver trade. In his quest for riches, he formed strategic alliances with the Cimarroons, escaped enslaved people who despised their Spanish oppressors. This partnership was crucial for Drake's success in raiding Spanish silver shipments, culminating in a significant heist that bolstered his growing legend. Upon returning to England with his plunder, Drake was hailed as a hero, garnering the favor of Queen Elizabeth I. His aspirations extended beyond mere piracy. He aimed to explore uncharted waters, particularly the vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean. As he prepared for a major expedition against Spanish holdings on the west coast of the Americas, he assembled a diverse crew, a reflection of the multicultural fabric of piracy at the time. This diversity opened new possibilities for those seeking a better life, even amidst the inherent dangers of piracy. The legacy of Sir Francis Drake is one of ambition, betrayal, and the relentless pursuit of wealth, encapsulating the moral ambiguities that define the age of exploration. Drake's ambitions came to a head in 1577 when he embarked on an extraordinary expedition meant to challenge Spanish power in the Pacific. His plan involved circumnavigating the globe, a daring feat that sought not only riches, but also prestige for England. As he set sail from Plymouth with 5 ships, he carried with him the hopes of a nation eager to assert its identity on the world stage. The journey was fraught with challenges. Early on, Drake faced a mutiny, with some crew members unhappy about the course. Their dissent reflected the tension that could simmer in a diverse crew bound for uncertain waters. Yet, Drake's leadership prevailed, and they continued navigating the treacherous Straits of Magellan to the Pacific. This leg of the expedition highlighted the broader themes of navigation and exploration, which were often fraught with danger, yet held the promise of discovery. In the Pacific, Drake's encounters were marked by both violence and opportunity. He raided Spanish settlements along the coast of South America, further solidifying his reputation as a pirate. The local populations, often caught between European powers, viewed him with mixed feelings. Some saw in him a potential ally against the Spanish, while others viewed him as just another conqueror. Drake's most significant conquest occurred off the coast of what is now California. Here, he claimed the land for England, naming it New Albion, an act that would lay early claims to territory much later sought by colonizers. The mixture of violence and diplomacy characterized the interactions he had with indigenous tribes. He offered trade, promising goods in exchange for provisions and information. These exchanges reveal the complexities of cultural interactions during the age of exploration. As his expedition kicked off across the Pacific, Drake's fortune began to sour. Spanish ships were increasingly vigilant, and their naval strength began to coalesce against him. Reports of his activities filtered back to Spain, stirring resentment and fear that his raids could destabilize Spanish holdings in the Americas. This growing tension can be traced back to the geopolitical stakes at play, illustrating the delicate balance of power in a rapidly changing world. As Drake returned home in 1580, he faced not only the awe of his countrymen, but also the realities of his actions. He brought back vast amounts of gold and silver, yet questions lingered about the cost of his exploits. His legacy, celebrated in England, stood in stark contrast to the narratives spun by the Spanish. The accolades he received from Queen Elizabeth I further complicated his image as both pirate and patriot, intertwining honor with infamy. This duality posed a question: in the pursuit of glory, what sacrifices are deemed acceptable, and at what moral cost? As these themes unfold, they invite reflection on contemporary perspectives of exploration and conquest, and what legacies we choose to honor or critique. Drake's story serves as a lens through which the complexities of power, identity, and morality can be examined. His journeys across the globe not only reflect the ambitions of an individual, but also the broader national aspirations of England during a time of fierce competition with Spain. Yet as Drake celebrated his triumphs, the consequences of his actions resonated far beyond the shores of England. The wealth he amassed came at the expense of those who suffered under colonial ambitions and violent raids. In his later years, Drake continued to navigate the treacherous waters of politics and power. His status as a national hero was challenged by the ever-complex narratives emerging around colonialism. While English society lauded his achievements, the indigenous populations and the enslaved people of the New World faced the harsh realities of European expansion. These contrasting perspectives highlight the disparity between triumphs celebrated in the halls of power and the suffering experienced by those on the periphery. The tension between Drake's legacy as an explorer and a pirate remains a crucial point of discussion. His actions can be seen as both defiance against oppression and a perpetuation of it. This duality compels modern-day audiences to grapple with difficult questions. When we look back at figures like Drake, what values do we choose to uphold? Are we genuinely honoring the spirit of exploration, or are we ignoring the painful histories that accompany it? As we reflect on Drake's life, it becomes clear that his legacy is multifaceted. It serves as a reminder of the intersection of ambition and morality. The exploration of uncharted territories brought with it an eagerness for discovery, yet it also ushered in an era of domination and exploitation. Such histories compel us to consider how we engage with the world today. What does it mean to explore? Is it driven by curiosity, conquest, or a combination of both? Understanding the past is essential to navigating contemporary issues related to globalization and cultural interactions. A respectful engagement with history calls for an acknowledgement of its complexities and the narratives often left untold. As we honor the adventurers of the past, we must also confront the shadows they cast. The legacy of Sir Francis Drake is preserved not merely in tales of heroism, but in the stark realities of those who existed alongside his exploits. In this way, history challenges us to look deeper, to question our ideals, and to consider the implications of our actions in a world that is still shaped by the legacies of those who came before us.